Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Federation of the Blind of Iowa. Ham Balls by Sandra Ryan. Sandra Ryan is the newly elected president of the Diabetes Action Network Division in Iowa. In the Ryan household, Thanksgiving is not about turkey and stuffing. Our family and guests, sometimes we serve 20 or more, love roast beef with carrots and potatoes, and also the following two recipes. These two are the reasons my granddaughters, Shelby and Kaylee, love us. Ingredients: 3 pounds ham loaf mix, 1 pound each ground beef, ground pork, and ground ham, 1 cup milk, 2 eggs, 1 1/2 sleeves saltine crackers, crushed. Sauce ingredients: 1 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup white cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons prepared horseradish, not sauce, 1 teaspoon yellow mustard. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Mix all ham ball ingredients thoroughly and form into 20 to 24 balls. Place in greased 9x13-inch baking pan, cover with aluminum foil, and bake 45 minutes. When the ham balls are baking, prepare the sauce. Uncover pan and turn ham balls. Pour the sauce over them. To make the sauce, mix sauce ingredients and cook, stirring constantly, over medium-high heat until sauce boils. Stop stirring and continue to boil sauce for 1 minute. Remove from heat and pour over partially baked ham balls. Return ham balls uncovered to oven and bake 45 minutes more, basting occasionally with sauce. Yum! Easy Cheesy Potatoes by Sandra Ryan. Ingredients: 2 pounds potatoes, peeled and cut in 1/2-inch cubes. 1 10¾-ounce can condensed cheddar cheese soup. 1 12-ounce can evaporated milk. 2 tablespoons butter. 1 teaspoon salt. 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, divided. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place cubed potatoes in the bottom of a greased 9x13-inch baking pan or dish. In a medium bowl, mix together the remaining ingredients using only 1 cup of the cheese. Pour mixture over potatoes and stir to mix well. Bake uncovered for about 45 minutes or until edges are brown and sauce is bubbly. Remove pan from oven and sprinkle with an additional cup cheddar cheese. Return to oven and bake until cheese melts. Asian Beef Slaw by Peggy Chong. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Peggy Chong. Peggy Chong is a longtime Federationist whose interest in Iowa history and particularly the history of blind Iowans is well known. Ingredients for steak marinade: 1/4 cup soy sauce, 2 tablespoons rice wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon chili garlic sauce, 1 tablespoon sesame oil, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1 pound top sirloin cut into 1 1/2-inch cubes, sesame seeds for garnish. Dressing ingredients for slaw: 1/4 cup rice wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons sesame oil, 1 tablespoon fresh ginger root minced, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1 tablespoon chili garlic sauce. Slaw ingredients: 1 bag broccoli slaw mix, 3 scallions sliced. Method: in small bowl, combine marinade ingredients. In a large bowl, cube the steak and toss with marinade. Let stand for 20 minutes. Combine dressing ingredients and pour over slaw mix and scallions, which you have tossed in a salad bowl. Before serving, drop the meat cubes in a hot pan coated with cooking spray. Cook meat until done. Remove from heat and sprinkle with sesame seeds. Add meat to the slaw and serve. Bacon-wrapped asparagus bundles by Peggy Chong. Ingredients: 1 1/2 pounds asparagus spears trimmed 4 to 5 inches back from tips, extra virgin olive oil for drizzling, a few grinds black pepper, 4 slices thick-cut bacon. Method: preheat oven, if using, to 400 degrees. Lightly coat asparagus spears in extra virgin olive oil. Season the asparagus with black pepper or lemon pepper. Take a quick count of the spear tips. Divide the total number by 4. Gather that number of spears and use a 1/2 slice of bacon to wrap the bundle and keep those spears together. Repeat with remaining asparagus and bacon. To grill, place bundles on hot grill and cover. Cook 10 to 12 minutes until bacon is crisp and asparagus bundles are tender. For oven preparation, place bundles on slotted broiler pan. Bake 12 minutes. Even Curtis eats these. Cheddar Potato Soup by Peggy Chong. Ingredients: 4 or 5 potatoes, peeled and cubed, 1 cup baby carrots, cut, 1 tablespoon dried minced onions, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup butter, 1/2 cup flour, 2 cups milk, 1 cup chicken broth, 2 cups cheddar cheese, grated, pepper to taste. Method: place potatoes, carrots, onion, and salt in a large soup pot. Cover vegetables with water and bring to a boil. Simmer over medium heat about 20 minutes or until tender. Drain. In a separate pan, melt butter and whisk in flour, making sure that lumps do not form. Then whisk in milk and chicken broth. Cook, stirring over medium heat until liquid thickens. Pour into cooked vegetables. Over low heat, stir in cheese and pepper. Serve hot. Impossible Pie by Dolores Reisinger. Dolores Reisinger is a longtime Federationist from Cedar Rapids. She is responsible for conducting close to 100 Meet the Blind Month activities in her area in the past 6 years. She has also been a great fundraiser for the NFB Imagination Fund. Dolores says this pie makes a great Thanksgiving dessert. Ingredients: 2 cups milk, 1 half stick butter, melted, 1 half cup sugar, 1 and 1 half cups Bisquick, 1 cup coconut, 4 eggs, 1 and 1 half teaspoons vanilla extract. Method: mix together all ingredients well, pour into a 9-inch pie plate, bake at 350 degrees for 50 minutes or until knife inserted in center comes out clean. This pie is delicious. Dad's Spaghetti Sauce by Michael Barber. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Michael Barber. Michael Barber is president of the NFB of Iowa. He sends a favorite passed on to him by his father, Alex. Ingredients: 4 29-ounce cans tomato sauce, 1 29-ounce can tomato puree, 1 29-ounce can crushed d'Italia tomatoes, 2 6-ounce cans tomato paste, 1 pound ground chuck, 1 pound Graziano sausage or more, 1 large onion, chopped, salt to taste, 2 or 3 handfuls of Italian seasoning from Graziano's, garlic powder to taste, sugar or Splenda. When I use Splenda, I use about 8 of the individual packages or more if needed. Method: saute chopped onion with ground meat. Stir frequently until meat is browned. In a large pot, combine all ingredients. Do not add mushrooms or peppers to this sauce. They alter the taste. Bring the sauce to a boil. Reduce heat and cover. Simmer it slowly most of the day. This sauce freezes well. Pumpkin Surprise by April Enderton. A photo appears at this point, the caption, April Enderton. April Enderton is the newly elected first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Iowa and the president of the newly formed at-large chapter of the Iowa affiliate. April also runs a business called BRL, which sells print Braille children's books. She is a strong advocate for Braille. Ingredients: 1 can pumpkin pie filling, 1 package yellow cake mix, 1 stick butter or margarine, chopped nuts, optional. Method: grease a 9x13-inch baking pan. Pour pumpkin pie filling into pan. Scatter cake mix over pie filling. Top with pats of butter. Bake at 350 degrees for an hour. When buying ingredients for this recipe, be sure to get pumpkin pie filling, not canned pumpkin. If you use the latter, you will have to add spices, eggs, and milk for this dessert to taste right. To make cherry cobbler, substitute cherry pie filling for the pumpkin pie filling.